Loudoun County School's chief out after sexual assault controversy, someone had to pay. By Amy Furrell, January 20, 2022. Loudoun County Public Schools, LCPS, chief of staff, Mark Smith, is out of that role, an LCPS board member told 7 News. The reported removal happened following the school system's issues with 2 sexual assault incidents at 2 campuses, the outlet said Wednesday. He had obligations under Title IX and they weren't met. He was not a Title IX expert, but it was his job, a board member noted, according to the outlet's Nick Minick. Someone had to pay and it was him, the board member added. The county is now searching for a person who has Title IX experience, the outlet continued. The Loudoun County Sheriff's Department confirmed that a sexual assault took place in a bathroom at Stonebridge High School on May 28, 2021. They said that they arrested a 14-year-old boy in the case. It took place approximately 1 month before Scott Smith's arrest at the school board meeting. Smith is the father of the female victim. And the problems on school property weren't limited to Stonebridge. On October 6, a sheriff's department tweet detailed another alleged assault by the same student at Broad Run High School. This resulted in hundreds of parents being upset during school board meetings regarding how the district handled the investigation of the first assault. In December, conservatives looking for information regarding the LCPS alleged sexual assault cover-up and other issues overwhelmed the school division with more than 500 Virginia Freedom of Information Act (FOIA) requests. According to Breitbart News, Loudoun County schools have been a hotbed of political activity this year. As parents realized the district was teaching the tenets of the race essentialist indoctrination scheme called critical race theory and appears to have covered up at least 2 instances of sexual assault in an effort to pass a sweeping transgender policy allowing males to use female bathrooms and play against females in sports. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, an independent report regarding how LCPS dealt with sexual assaults in 2 separate high schools was finished. However, district officials will not release it to the public, the 7 News report said. Wade Byard of LCPS pointed to Virginia Code and attorney-client privilege for not releasing the information, the outlet stated. Of course, they are not going to release what happened. What happened is horrific. There are so many high-up players involved in this cover-up. It's just unbelievable, Scott Smith commented.